Local snowpack, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. The swollen Boise River at Lucky Peak is running 8,800 cubic feet per second. That's the biggest flow of the decade. There's widespread flooding in the Treasure Valley, but the biggest worry is high in the mountains, just 32 miles away, at Moores Creek Summit. At over 6,000 feet in altitude, it's still winter there. There is a lot of snow. NRCS snow survey specialist Ron Abramovich.
So what we measured up here was 31 inches of water in the snowpack. The snow's 64 inches deep, but if you melt that down, there's 31 inches of water in the snowpack just waiting to melt. For this one site, it comes out to 128% of average. Even here, we're well above average.
Concerned NRCS crew is taking snowpack numbers.
So you can just imagine this whole snowpack melting an inch a day once it starts warming up. And if it starts melting an inch and a half or 1.8 inches a day for 24 hours, we know the rivers are going to be rocking and rolling.
NRCS data gathered at snowtell sites are used for places like Black Canyon Dam on the Payette. They're running close to capacity. With warm days ahead, the Bureau of Reclamation is blowing out as much water as possible while still trying to stay below flood levels.
It's still winter, basically. We saw the snow fall in the foothills and Bogus Basin got 9 inches just this past week. It was a combination of snow settling, but we're still getting new snow we're adding to.
Based on heavy snowpack, some areas as high as 200% of annual April flows, making 33 more Idaho counties eligible for flood recovery aid. Not because of current flooding, but because of the snowpack and possible flooding in the coming months. David Sparks.